Learning Masech, the Sukkah of Gimel Min Aleph. I first want to say one shtickle ben Igeya Hilni Amalka, ben Igeya the Abiyudas Rai from Hilni Amalka, which the Sukkah was more than 20 Amis. We spoke about the Din Chinuch by the Aim. One other Nakuda, the Ridvar writes here, Mehosha Minon, the Kodin Shemechan Chaleisu Mitzvah Yishlasis Behechshe Gomuk Gadol. That when you mechanech a kon with mitzvahs, he has to do with the same hechsher as a gadol. Because Rabbi Yehuda wrote a raya from the sukkah of Hilni Amalka, and the shaila was that since one of her sons, she had seven sons, at least one of them was a kon shein tzarech l'imay, so there is a chi of sukkah mitam chinuch. And the mela, the sukkah had to be kosher, and if it was more than 20 amis, that's a raya that more than 20 amis is kosher. And he says, Mikra Mali, Ksiv Chaneichel Naropi, Darkan is Marich. And he writes at the end, Vitzrachti Lichtav Zel, Fishi Isi Chachomim Tayim Vizel. So the Ritva says, he is said, that when you do Chinuch, it has to be in a thing which is Kashi, Hechshik, Domer, Kagadol. And he brings, Isi Chachomim Tayim Vizel. Sounds like there's a Machloikas Yishainim. The Chachomim is Domer Yishainim. Now the emphasis, you find a Machloikas Tak, a Machloikas Apaiskim, in Simon Tafreshin and Chesiv Vav. We're there, we're going on the case where the Gemara says you can't be makne yidal minim to the katan before you mekayim the mitzvah's luv, because he won't be able to makne back to you. So there, the shaila was, do you have to makne it all together? Could the katan be yitza the chiyav of dal and minim, even if you're not makne tim? So kama paiskim there say that he can't. The Magen Avraham, the Prima Gondim, El Yerambam, and the Chaya Adam, they all say you can't be, you cannot have a cut make a bracha on a lulav which you're not maknetim, because that's not chinuch, it's possible. So that sounds like the Ritva, that chinuch has to be on something which is kasher. But the big deyesha and the Birkei Yosef, they are paskins that you could be mekayim with a shawl, and they bring rice from Yishenim. The Ravon, which is brought in the Mordechai, and here in Sukkah, Eistavshin and Tess, and also brought in the Arzeruah, that he has a case where he says that the medaktikim would just leave the luv and esrog around on the table, and the katan will pick up and make a bracha. They wouldn't give it to the katan. And that way, there's no problem that maybe they're being makna the luv to the katan, they're not giving it to the katan b'chalal. So the chayre, it's mashma, and this is what the big Deshe B'Kesef say, that how could you call them medaktikim with not mekayim the mitzvah schinach? Why says you can mekayim the mitzvah schinach even if it's shol? So the shayretzian there, the Sharetzin there says that the pshat is they hold that chinuch is only on the etzim mitzvah, not on the proteh mitzvah. The Igros Meisher talks about it in Yeridei Chelakav Simon Reishchav Dalin, and he discusses what's pshat in the mitzvah chinuch. Where he says the Kesheila, does chinuch mean that the katan has to do the mitzvah like a gadol, like the Ridvaz Mashma, or chinuch just means you have to get the katan used to doing the mitzvah? And Afkamina, even if it's possible, but he's getting the same chinuch, he's getting the same regilus in doing the mitzvah. Is it taka chiv on the etzah mitzvah? So then, whatever it is, whatever the lach is, it's all going to go around in the mitzvah chinuch. Well, no, the chiv is to be mechanech. I can mechanech with the pasul one also. So the Ritva sounds like he holds like the Magen Avraham and Eli Rambam and the Chaya Adam that you needed to be kosher, and he brings Rishenim. He calls them tayim, but he says the chachamim that. That doesn't need it to be, right? But he brings a clear eye from this Gemara that a sukkah that's yaseh michaf amma is a problem with chinuch also. A very stark eye from that Gemara. So I kind of was clearing because the Mishnah Berurah brings us all down in Simon Tafresh Nun Ches Sivav. But early in Simon Tafresh Nun Vav, the Bialacha writes like this, Upashit, the Tzarev Shedal Minim Kshem Kamei Begadol. It says that a father has a mechanech his child in Lulav. He says, it's pasha, they have to be kasha kamei begadol. L'chayr tzapela, what does he mean? He himself brings down two simanim later, machlekes ha-paiskim, if shol is good. Unless you say that shol, the pshat is not nikkur in the mitzvah b'chlal. You can't tell the difference between if it's shol or it's not shol. You can't tell the difference if the father was makna or not. The katan can't see such a thing. So memela, that's not a ksarin and chinuch b'chlal. That's only in shayla. Maybe the mitzvah has to be kitzirasa with all the pratim monat. But if you're going to have a lulav or an esrog which is taka pasul apsula guf, so maybe that's b'chlal not a chinuch, because you have to mechanach him to try to get a lulav ve'esrig, that's taka kasher. If this is going to be a chazazis on the esrig, or nikdem reishe on the lulav, so that's a chsar and a chinuch. By shol, the pshat is, good, if he was a gadol, avadi, he would be kainit. Avadi, he would be maknit him. He can't tell the difference, so male's off chsar and a chinuch. But if you could see the difference, maybe that's a chsar and a chinuch l'kuli alma. So he wouldn't be kasher from agamara, if it's more than 20 amas. So maybe also the Ritvo wouldn't be right to either side of either. If it's a psul in the etzim zach, a psul that's nikr, it's more than 20 amis, that's a chsar and chinuch. Mashenk and shol maybe is different. Now, the Gemara discusses how could it be a shayla by only a malka if it was a large sukkah. Does that stim with the man yom? And it says by a sukkah gedela, by a sukkah more than dalal al damal, there's no machlekes. And the Gemara says that she had a kitainius. She had a small room, and the question was, were the children sitting with her, and then you could bring a raya from her sukkah? Well, no, were the children in the bigger sukkah, so you can't bring a raya from her, she's an isha, and the children were in the bigger sukkah, and male the bigger sukkah, l'kulei am is kasha. That's what the Gemara says, l'maskana. So Rashi is bothered, how would that fit with the man, the Amman, that says, mafzekes reish yiruv v'shulchanai, how are you going to fit in seven children into a sukkah that's mafzekes reish yiruv v'shulchanai, it's only zayin tfachim? How could you get seven children into seven tefachim? He says, "Enechinami." The Gemara doesn't have a teretz. The teretz is for Rav Huna. For Rabbi Rav Huna, anyway, we said that he's the loy kaman. So Taisus writes like this. He says, "Mashadacha bekundrus Rav Huna beRava." That what's the raya? It's impossible for seven children to sit in seven tefachim. He says, "Lav perchi." And the nusach we have in Taisus is the Dilma Arucha Tuva. Maybe it was very long. It just wasn't seven tefachim wide. So male, the children were sitting in the length. It was less than seven tefachim wide, but it was very long. So male, he has that type of kitainis. So male, that would work. That's the nusach that we have in our taisis. So the Bach in Siman Tafresh Lamadal brings a raya from this. There's a shaila in the paiskin. This din that you need zayin tefachim or zayin tefachim, that's a din lamaskana. Do you need seven tefachim in each direction, or do you need altogether 49 square tefachim? The Bach says, I think all you need is 49 square tefachim altogether. And his raya is, you see, Taisus says, Clark, you have this kitainis, you have this small room in the sukkah, which wasn't seven tefachim on one side, and was arucha tuva on the other side, and you see, it's kosher. Nice, that you can have, as long as you have, in the totality, 49 square tefachim, even though one side is not seven tefachim, you have a rectangle. Let's say you'd have 5 tefachim by 10 tefachim. Right? So altogether, 10 times 5 is 50 square tefachim. It's more than 7 by 7. But one side is not 7 tefachim. Well, you have a circle which you can't fit into the circle, a square of 7 by 7 tefachim. The Bach says it's kasher. And he brings a raya from Taisus. Taisus Mefurish, he says, it's arucha tuva, and one side is not 7 tefachim. Mefurish said it's kasher. But all that chreinim argue on him. The Ali Rabba, the Maimon Mordechai, Taz, the Magen Avram, the Rabba Maimon Mordechai, and Chacham Tzvi, they all know, and it's possible. You need 7 by 7 square, you need a full square 7 by 7 that's inside. It's not good enough to have that area. You have a similar shayla by mezuzah, you have a shayla by other things, but that's what they say. By sukkah and zuchi, you need 7 by 7. So what do you do with taisis? So the taisis, anyway, you're learning a shvarib shan and taisis, because you're man of shach. What does taisis mean that one side is not 7 tefachim, the other side is much longer? If in totality, it ends up to be 49 square tefachim exactly. So what's the teretz? It still won't fit 7 children. It can't fit 7 children into 49 square tefachim exactly. Elamai means it's more than 49 square tefachim. So why did he have to say that one side is less than 7 tefachim? Why did he have to bother saying that? So that's why the Magia in the Taisus, that Einei Rak Zayin, not Einei Zayin, but Einei Rak Zayin. Avloyeseruchav Zayin tefachim, Loyeserak Zayin tefachim. That it's only 7 tefachim. So Pshat and Taisus is that the man the Amma that holds that the Machlekes is by a sukkah, which is exactly Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai, even if one of the sides is exact and the other side is bigger, it's also called exactly Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai. As long as you don't have bigger on both sides, that's also called. In other words, the Machlekes is in the case where each side is Zayin Tvachim exactly. If one of the sides is bigger, that's also the same din as Zayin Tvachim exactly. So Meili says, if you have Zayin Tefachim on one side, and the other side is Arucha Tuva, Meila, that would be the same Machlekes, so that would be the Pshat and the Braisa. But you would have a Raya to the Bach, because since Lamaisa, the side is exactly 7, So that you do have 7 by 7. It's not just the area, you do have 7 tfachim on each side. That's the Tazis Pshat and Tesis. And that's how the Mishnah Berurah says in the Siman Tav Resh Lamed Aleph Sifka and Aleph that you need 7 tfachim on each side. It's not good enough to have this square area of 49 tfachim. But the Pnei Yeshua here says he wouldn't want to learn Tesis like the Bach. Because he would neman that if it says the Machlaikis Yehuda Rabban is exactly Machzakis Resh Mishachana, Zayin by Zayin tfachim, if one side is Zayin tfachim and one side is more, so that's already more than Zayin or Zayin tfachim. Mecha tastes that both sides have to be more than Zayin. If one side is more, it's also more than Zayin or Zayin. So if one side is more, also the Kuli Alma, the circle would be kosher more than 20 Amos. So Taisa's Teretz would be a Teretz. But Taisa's holds like this, that if one side is less than Zayin Tvachim, so Benegay the Shir Hekshah Sukkah, there it's Mitztaref, the total area, and you have a Shir Hekshah Sukkah. But Benegay this din, that the Machlaikis is exactly by Zayin al Zayin, since one of the sides is less than Zayin, you can't call it more than Zayin. As I is a mazba. So now that's how it's pshat in the Bach. Obviously, either way, it's a little bit shver, because why shouldn't even that case be considered more than Zayin al Zayin? But al kopanim, these are the two gersayis and taisis. The Bach has the gersa that we have, that one side's less than Zayin and one side's more, and the Pnei Yeshua is mazba, because if one side was Zayin and one side's more, that's called more than Zayin al Zayin. And Mimele, it's a raya to the aside that for the Heksha Sukkah, you don't need both sides to have Zayin. The 49 squared Tfachim is good enough. Mashayin came the other Achrayin, the Mataz, the Magna Vram, and Magia to the Tesis, Avlayis Rechav, Rak Shiva. And Mela, if one side was less than Zayin, Stam would be possible, it wouldn't be considered having the Shir Sukkah. But if one side Zayin exactly, and the other side is more, that's not called more than Zayin to be Mata more than 20, according to the Man Diyamah. Tais Rosh has the gears to tackle like the Magen Avraham and Taz, so that would be a shtickle raya to them. Taiz Rosh has that girsa that one side is more is a ruach tuva and the other side is rak zayin. It's only 7 tefachim. Now the Gemara has a whole discussion about what the Shir Hekshah Sukkah is. Is it reishu v'shulchanai? Is it beishamai beisul? The Gemara comes out. The Mishnah says Misha reishu v'shulchanai. Misha reishu v'sukkah v'shulchanai b'seichabayis beishamai paisim beisul machshirim is betanti pligi. What Machlokes is, if you have Reishu B'Sukkah V'Shulchanah B'Seich HaBayis, is that a problem by Sukkah G'dayla? Do you say Shem Yimashikach V'Shulchanah? It's one Machlokes. And the other Machlokes is, if the whole Sukkah only fits Reishu B'Shulchanah, Reishu B'Shulchanah, it doesn't fit Shulchanah, you have Machlokes, what's the share of the Sukkah? Reishu B'Shulchanah, L'mayis Rav Yishayim say, there's a Gemara later, that Reishu B'Shulchanah means Zayin al Zayin, and Reishu B'Shulchanah is Vav al Vav. His whole shmuz, why is it Zayin al Zayin? Why can't it be Vav al Zayin? We won't get into that now. I want to get into one Indian. Who do we paskin like? The Gemara says, look, I be the Sukkah Katana. Then we have a Machlekes Besham Besilel. If it's Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai or Reish Yerubai, and the Gemara clearly paskins like Beshamai, they need Reish Yeruv V'Shulchanai. But what about for Sukkah Gadayla? Mishai Reish Yeruv V'Sukkah V'Shulchanai B'Seich HaBayis, that Beshamai says that you're not Yetzah, and Besil says that you're Yetzah. Do we paskin like Beshamai, do we paskin like Besil? The Riv and the Rambam pass like Beshamay in both cases. And the Riv says at the end, in Perek Sheni, the Riv says, Halacha Beshamay Tavayu, the Chatayim Eninu. It's one Svara. And the Rambam also paskins like Beshamay, regarding the din of Shamay Yamashach HaShachani, is in Perek Vav Halacha Ches, that if the Shulchan's Pesach HaBayis, you're not Yetzah, the Mitzvah Sukkah that way, because Shamay Yamashach HaShachani. As I state in Rambam, but Taisus and other Rishayim hold that no, that the Gemara passes Lagami Sukkah Katana like Beshameh, so we pass like Beshameh. But Lagami Sukkah Gedela, we go back to the regular klal of Beisil, we pass like Beisil. So Lagami Sukkah Gedela, we're not Geiz Hashem Yamashach HaShulchanai. Now Taisus pretty much says it clearly, but if you look in the Marashah, he learns it was only in the Havanah. When Taisus says a new pshat, he's Chayzer, and he doesn't necessarily hold that way. But Kam Rishayim say Mefurish the Rosh and the Ran at the end of Perek Sheni and the Balamar by the Gemara later in Dav Zayin, and they bring down from the Ritz Geis and the Bala Itter, and they all hold that Yinan Geizer Shemi Yamashach Achar Shulchanai. And they ask a Kash on the Rif, they say it's not Chad Taima. The Bayis Sukkah Gedela with the Shulchan Besech HaBayis is the Tam, Shemi Yamashach Shulchanai. But by a Sukkah Katana, it's a din, it's a shir. It's not do with the Gzera, it's a shir, it's a din deraisa. It's not chataim at all. And the Ran says another interesting shtickle. The Ran says, even if you could tell me this chataim, but why did I have two machlokes in? Obviously, it's two different shaylas, right? If it was the same shayla, you wouldn't have two machlekes, and you wouldn't have pligi besukah gadol or pligi besukah ketana. So if by sukah ketana, the reason why you're passing the shemi and mashach, you have to say that there's more of a gzeir of shemi and mashach by sukah ketana and by sukah gadol. Now what? That by sukah ketana, since it's so gekvetched in the sukah, it's much more shaykh to be a mashach. By sukah gadol, you're sitting barafkas, it's less of a shash of being a mashach. Okay. So even if it's chataima, but you can't say it's exactly the same machlekes. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to argue by both. It will make one thing. Shami Yamashik, of course it applies to Sukkah Ketana. Elamai, Sukkah Ketana is more chomer. So good. So if I do only pass like Vishame and Sukkah Ketana doesn't say Sukkah Gedela, so I bazaim hechatesa. As I back the rat. But the ikakasha they ask is that the time of Sukkah Ketana is not al Shami Yamashik. See, the Rush asks, the Shaila is what exactly is Pshan in the Rif? How are you going to learn the Rif that the Pshan of Sukkah Ketana is Shami Yamashik? The Rosh is mashma that we're talking about that the sukkah is outside the sukkah ketana. If the sukkah was inside the sukkah ketana, so enechanami will be kosher, lefi the rif. So he says that the lashon, how do you see that in the Rosh? Because the Rosh has a hara on the rif that the lashon tzrichas et heimach zekes has to have a certain amount. Sounds like even if the table is in the sukkah, it's still possible because it's not magzekes. And there, if the table's in the sukkah, there's no Shami Yamashik. So that's what it sounds like. It sounds like the Rosh holds that the Rif only passes the sukkah ketana when the shulchan is outside. And this is Asakasha. It doesn't say that. It says it has to have a certain shear. The Ramban clearly learns the Rif that it's possible even if the shulchan is added, even if the shulchan is not out of the sukkah. And the Ramban, I think, means like this. The Ramban al-Muhammad, he says that what are you going to do if you're going to have a sukkah which doesn't have room for a table? You're not going to be able to eat with the table because the table is not going to fit in the sukkah. And if you put the table out of the sukkah, you're going to have a problem with Shami Yamashik. And once you have that problem, so it's possible even to sleep in the sukkah, to metal in the sukkah, or to eat a sandwich that's in your hand, because once the sukkah is not ready for all tashmishim, it's possible lagami. That's the lashon in Rambam. And the chayim means like this. It all starts with Shami Yamashik. You have to be able to eat on the sukkah with your table. But the pshat is, according to Beis Hillel, I could put the table out of the sukkah. So the sukkah is roi for all tashmishim. I can't fit in the table. Who needs a table in the sukkah? As long as I can fit in the sukkah, I can put the table out of the sukkah. But since according to Beis Shammai is a gzera of Shami Yamashik Hachas Shulchanai, so that applies to a sukkah gedala, but a sukkah gedala will be possible in all cases. Why? Because hayyos, once you hint that you have the gzeir shem yimashik hachas shulchanai, so now you can't eat with the table. Elamai, I'll use the sukkah for when I don't need a table. But once it's not roy for eating with the table, it's not roy lechol teshmishim. It's not a sukkah b'chlal. Now, besides for the obvious nafkamina, whether there is a iser to eat with the shulchanai b'sechel bayis, which according to the Rambam, if there is an iser, you're not yetz the sukkah, and according to Taisus and the Rosh and the Ritz Geis and the Malaiter, there's no, we pass like Basil, there's no such issur. But L'chayr, there's another nafkamina, that according to the Rishayim, the psul of Sukkah Ketan is a psul deraisa, Pashtas. It's a shir in the Sukkah, shir in the Sukkah, Pashtas is a shir deraisa. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, since they say it's Chat Tama with Sukkah Gedela, and Sukkah Gedela we know is a Dindar Abanan, it's a Gzeira, so who in the Sukkah Ketan is a Dindar Abanan? Now, I saw in the Aruch Lanei, he was trying to say that even Sukkah Gedola is the Reis according to Rif and the Rambam. I don't understand what he means. But the Bi'alacha wants to say like this. The Bi'alacha wants to say that according to the Rosh, Ein Echinami, because the Rosh says it's only possible when Yeshulchan is added to Sukkah, so Al-Karchak is the Psul Rabbanan. But according to the Ramban that says it's the Sukkah, it's not Royal Teshmishin, it's possible Gami, he means the Psul Reis. But Lulei Dvarev, I would learn that Lamais is only not Royal Teshmishin with the Rabbanan. A sukkah that's not royal lechol teshmishim is taka pasul midiraisa, fine. But this is royal teshmishim midiraisa, because midiraisa I could put the shulchan at a table and eat. Why can't I do it midirabanan? So midirabanan is not royal lechol teshmishim. I would think that would be called the psul derabanan. That's what I think pshat in the Ramban is. When I say he's ma'ir, the Rambam brings the din of sukkah ketana in Perek Dal Alach Aleph together with the din of Lamala Mechaf and Pchusim Yud, and he says all these things are the minimum shirim of a sukkah, or the maximum and without it it's possible. It sounds like it's a psul nereisa. And then in Perek Vav Alacha Ches, he brings the din of Sukkah Gedel, and he says, Gzeir Hashem Yimashach Achas Sukkasei. So it sounds like that's the Rabbanan. So how do you learn the Chataima though? Unless you say in the Rambam, the Rif is the one that said Chataima. The Rambam didn't say that. The Rambam just paskin like Bishami in both. The Ran is mitzadid at the end, and even if it's not Chataima, but since the Tumah Chalikasim was said together, the Mishnah said it in one shot, Mishahai Reishu B'suk Rishchanam Sech Habayis Bishami Paisim Sulam Achshim. And the Gemara says, Suri Maksav Achigatani, that there's one machlekes about Mishai by Sukkah Gedela, Mishai Reishu Sukkah Mishkana Mesech Habayis, and another machlekes by Machzekes, Reishu Rubin Velay Shulchanai, but it's brought down in one shot, so maybe, just like we pass the Beshamah by one, maybe we pass them like the other, even if they're not Chataima. But Al Kaponim, there's an Ara. The Ramam is Mashmis Deraisa. Now there's another Ara also, Rabbi Kivega. Rabbi Kivega says, I'll tell you another case where the Rif and the Rambam come out l'kula, and Taisus come out l'chumra. Let's say a person is sitting in a sukkah katana, that's only a mazdekas reishiv rubay, and it's adjacent to a sukkah gedela, and the shulchan's in a sukkah gedela. So according to Taisus, it's possible. Because you're sitting in a sukkah katana, like we're saying, like the Katania's case, even if you're adjacent to a big sukkah, but it's not mitzvah of the two, because you have walls in between, and you're sitting in a sukkah which doesn't have Zayin al Zayin, and the middle it's possible. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's kosher, because there is no Shem Yimashach Achash Shulchanei, because the Shulchan's in a sukkah ksheira. The Beis Halevi also says this, in Chela Gimel, Simon and Gimel, that will come out according to the Rif, it's kosher. Come out a kula according to the Rif. The Rif says that the psul of sukkah ktan is Shem Yimashach, so we don't have Shem Yimashach, Lamashal. Your table is next to the sukkah katana in the sukkah gedela, you wouldn't have a psul. See, in the Beis Halevi says like this. He says, the Rosh says that according to the Rif, it's going to be kosher, even if your table's in the sukkah. And the Gemara's mashma, it's not kosher, because the Gemara says, if it doesn't fit, it's possible. Sounds like even if your table's in the sukkah. So, for the Beis Halevi, what does it mean? If it doesn't fit a shulchan, has your table in the sukkah? The Rosh says, Avirayi Kenegi the Rif. It's going to, if it should come out, it's only Al Shemi Yamashach, so if your table's in the Sukkah, it should come out that it's Kasher. And the Gemara is Mavur, Machzekis, the Lashon is if it fits. If it doesn't fit, it's Fasal. So Shalsach the Kasha, if it doesn't fit, how'd your table get into the Sukkah? So the Karban Asanel says, then he means you stuffed it in. Yeah, it doesn't really fit the table comfortably. It's not 7x7, it's hard to get the table in, but you stuffed it in. He says that the Beis Halevi is a deichik. He says this is what the Rosh means. The Rosh means that kum tais if your table's in a sukkah gedola next to the sukkah ktana. So there is no shemi and mashach, it's going to be kosher. But the Gemara says machzekes, it's mashma, if it doesn't fit, it's a psul, even if there's no shemi and mashach. The Fida Beis Halevi, when he reads his eyes, he says there's no machlekes Rosh in the Ramban. It's not that the Rosh is makel by a sukkah ktana when your table's not out of the sukkah. He doesn't mean that. He means when your table's in another sukkah. But if you don't have another sukkah next door, the Rosh is also masking the Ramban that it's possible. That's what the Beis Halevi wants to tell you. But upon both the Beis Halevi and Rabbi Kivega and Emon, that according to the Rif, if you're in a sukkah katana and your table's in Gedel, Yeram Shem Yimashach will be kosher. But Aruch Leir and the Svasem is all not that way. They hold the coin to if the Maisa Chazal made a shear, they made two dinim, they made a din that the shulchan can't be in the bayis, and they also said that any sukkah ktana which doesn't have reishu v'shulchani is pasul because of shemi yamashach, even if in this particular case you don't have a shemi yamashach. Now one more arah on the inyan, that Taisus the Maskel Amalach brings this halacha, he brings the gemara that says, the gemara in Brachas, daf yin aleph, that Isaac give v'sham l'yasa klum. It brings from the Mishnah here that with Rabbi Yechon and Charani that were sitting and they told them that if you did this, that you had your shulchan b'derech habayis, so yatsa mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. So Taisus says what they mean is even midiraisa yinai yetzi, even though it's a gzeirah derabbanan, but the aside is midiraisa yinai yetzi, even midiraisa yinai mekayim. Now the Ran in the Mishnah there says it means yinai yetzi in the mitzvah keroyah kitik necham, avadni mekayim midiraisa. It's also the Ran on the Mishnah of Kol Shalom Mishnah Shetvam Elu Pesach Etzei Chavasis. The Ran says, Avad Yetzir Echiv, which is not Yetzir Karoi. But Taisus is Mavur, no, you're not even Yetzir Midaraisa. So going to Taisus is really not so negay. Even according to the Rif, there would be a Psul Deraisa Lamaisa. See, the Kaivit Sa'aris, Rabbi Chanan, and Simon Samachtes Oy Zayin, he brings the Machlaikas Yishayinim in that. That could Chazal go and be Eiker a Mitzvah? Could they be Eiker a Mitzvah? Or they could just tell you not to do the Mitzvah, but they can't be Eiker a Mitzvah. He brings some Amatasis that you see there could be Eiker a Mitzvah Sukkah from someone that puts the Shulchan in B'tei Chavayis. He also brings Rabbi Yain in the beginning of Brachas. Rabbi Yain says that someone who says Krishma after Chatzais, according to the Chachamim, they only have to Chatzais, is not Yetz in the Mitzvah Krishma. Why? Because they were Eik in the Mitzvah. They could be Eik Adam and Atayr B'Shem Val Tasa. So you see such a Yisayin, it's Mechalik Yishayin, the man in the Ridva hold no, it doesn't mean that they Eik in the Gantz and the Vandi, I Yetz in the Mitzvah, it just means Mirabani Yetz in the Mitzvah, but Taisa Sol, it's not Yetz in the Gamri, they can be Eik in the Mitzvah.